备心默祷。
Let us prepare our hearts to pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们祷告会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our prayer session.
唱诗416首。
Let us sing hymn 416. Please be seated.
我们听了一天的圣经的道理。
We have listened to one full day of sermon.
在白天要结束之前，我们一起来祷告。
And before that we begin today's spiritual convocation, we are going to have a prayer session.
祷告之前，我们一起来看几节经文，互相勉励。
Before our prayer session, let us look at a few Bible verses for mutual encouragement.
能够激励我们祷告的心智。
So it can motivate us to pray.
我们请看马太福音第六章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们从第五节一直看到第八节。
Let us read from verses 5-8.
马太福音第六章。从第五节看到第八节。
Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 8.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。第六节。
Verse 6.
你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋。关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。第七节。
Verse 7.
你们祷告，不可像外邦人，用许多重复话，他们以为话多了，必蒙垂听。第八节。
Verse 8.
你们不可效法他们，因为他们没有祈求以先，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。这一段经文告诉我们。
This few passages or few verses tell us.
他说我们祷告的时候不要做表演。
Says that when we pray, it's not a performance.
假冒为善的人。
We should not be like hypocrites.
这是演戏的人。
As if for actors.
祷告不用表演。
We do not need to act when we pray.
在我们祷告的时候要进内屋。
When we pray, we should enter into the inner room.
我们要安静，要专心。
We need to stay quiet and we need to focus.
把心收回来。
We need to be concentrated.
因为祷告是用心灵和神沟通。
Because when we pray, we're praying to God with our spirit.
我们今天从圣经里面的话语得到神的从神来的道理。
Today and through our sermon, we have received teachings of God.
神告诉我们什么？
God has told us all these teachings.
那我们祷告的时候，我们要回应什么？
So when we pray, we have to remember these teachings.
有些道理是一个激励。
And some of these sermons are actually motivators for us.
或许有些道理对某些人是责备。
Perhaps some of the sermons are a form of rebuke to some people.
对某些人来讲是提醒，甚至是警告。
And to other people, it's reminder or warnings.
当然，有些道理对某些人来讲是勉励。
And of course, some sermons are encouraging other people.
相信每个人所领受的反应会不一样。
I'm sure that, The audience will receive the sermon in different ways.
因为我们属灵的状态都不一样。
Because our spiritual aptitude is different.
我们的期待也都不一样。
And our expectation is different.
但是神的道理是一样的。
But God's teaching is the same.
神对我们的期待是一样的。
And God's expectation for us is the same.
所以当我们领受道理之后，
So after we have received God's teaching,
发现
we will discover
好像很多事情我们做不到
that although we might not be able to do
我们知道但是做不到
we know but we cannot do it
所以常常会说心灵固然愿意肉体却软弱了
and we might say that even though our spirit is willing but our body, physical body is weak
开玩笑说说就好了
and we are saying this as if we're joking
但是我们要正视这个问题
but we have to be very serious about this problem
肉体软弱了吗
Is our physical body really weak?
那就是靠祷告得力量啊。
Then we have to pray to receive strength.
啊，继续在这一条天国路上来奔跑。
So that we can continue on this journey to heavenly kingdom.
第七节跟第八节告诉我们。
Verse 8 tells us.
不可像外邦人用许多重复话祷告。
We should not be like pagans and keep on babbling on.
为什么？这些不认识神的人。
These people who do not recognize God.
因为他们不确定他们祷告的对象是有没有听到
because they're not sure whether their prayer has been heard or not
他们不放心他们的祈求的对象是不是听到了
because they're not sure whether their prayers have been heard by God
多说一点
so they keep on saying the same thing babbling on
对祷告的人来比较放心
so that those who are praying feels more certain about what they're praying
只因为他们不认识神
Because they do not know God.
他们不知道他们的神是怎么样的一位神。
They do not even know what kind of God they're worshiping.
所以祷告的时候没有把握。
So they have no assurance of what they're praying for.
所以话要多一点。
So they feel like they have to babble on.
但是主耶稣告诉我们。
But Jesus tells us.
不可效法他们。
We should not imitate them.
因为他们这种祷告是没有信心的祷告。
Because their prayers.Lacking faith.
是不认识神的祷告。
And their faith is that of not knowing God.
那我们对我们的神呢?
But what about us towards our God?
我们没有祈求以先，他通通知道。
Before we even ask, God knows.
我们请看希伯来书第十章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
第六节，第十一章第六节。
Chapter 11, verse 6.
希伯来书第十一章。第六节
Chapter 11 Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦因为到神面前来的人必须信有神且信他赏赐那寻求他的人
Verse 6 Without faith it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him
来到神面前的人
And those who come before God
说必须要信有神
They must believe that he exists
而且相信他会赏赐那向他祷告的人
And that he will reward those who earnestly seek him
这个就是我们来到神面前应该有的一个态度
And this is the correct attitude when we come before God to pray in front of him
所以我们话不必多
So we do not need to be verbose in our words.
用感谢的话来祷告。
We should pray with thanksgiving heart.
再看希伯来书第十章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
十九节一直看到二十三节。
Verses 19 to 23.
希伯来书十章十九节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。二十节。
20.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。这幔子就是他的身体。二十一节。
21.
又有一位大祭司治理神的家。二十二节。
22.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净，就当存着诚心和充足的信心，来到神面前。
23.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Verse 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, 20. By a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, 21. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, 22. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilt conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. And 23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
在使徒行传二章三十七节以下也这样告诉我们。
In Acts chapter 2, verse 33, the latter part says,
相信悔改受洗最得胜。
And those who believe and who repent, and their sins will be forgiven.
就必领受所应许的圣灵。
And they will receive the promised Holy Spirit.
所以我们有了这个神儿女的身份之后，
So after we have the status of sonship of God,
我们就有权利来领受这份的应许。
Then we have the right to receive this promise.
所以这里也告诉我们。
So here tells us.
我们今天受洗归入主耶稣的名下。
Today after we get baptized and we are under the name of God.
成为他的儿女，成为圣洁的国民。
To become his children and to become a holy nation.
所以当我们来到他面前的时候，
So when we come before him,
要存着诚心和充足的信心。
We need to come before him with a reverent heart and with full of faith.
而且要坚守我们所承认的指望。
And we need to also persist in the hope that we have been enduring.
因为我们的神说到做到。
Because our God is one that holds on to promise.
因为他是信实的神。
Because he is a faithful God.
所以他对我们所应许的，
So whatever he promises,
都会应验在我们的身上。
It will happen to us.
所以祷告要有所求。
So when we pray, we must seek.
像腓立比书四章六节说的，
Just as Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says,
应当一无挂虑。
We should not worry about anything.
凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，
through prayer and thanksgiving,
将所要的告诉神，
and tell God whatever you have in your mind.
有时候我们专心，为了要专心祷告，
sometimes we try to focus in our prayer.
有所求是必要的，
and of course we have requests from hearts.
也表示我们是关心这个人、这个事。
Because if we ask, that means that we care about certain events or certain things or certain people.
有多少人需要我们代祷？
How many people really need our intercession?
就像提摩太前书二章一节说的。
Just as 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 says.
保罗告诉提摩太说，第一要紧的是要为万人恳求、祷告、祝谢。
And Paul tells Timothy that the first thing they have to do is that to ask for the whole to our people and to ask with thanksgiving heart.
连那个不认识的都通通为他代祷。
And even those who do not know God, we also have to intercede for them.
何况我们在教会里面，我们有很多认识的人，知道的事。
And in church, we actually know people and events.
我们要把它当成是我们的事。
We have to treat these people and these events as if it's our own matters.
有所求。
And we have to ask.
因为我们有些人真的是无所求。
There are some people who does not even have anything to request God.
没什么事啊。
They feel that there's nothing they need from God.
要求什么？
Then what do they need to ask?
没有啊。
Nothing.
就感谢祷告啊。
So they pray with thanksgiving.
可以感谢多久？
Of course you can pray with thanksgiving.
实际上我们知道有很多人的需求需要我们的代祷。
Actually we know that there are a lot of requests for us to intercede.
因为当我们是那个人的时候，
Because when we are the person,
我们真的很期待别人帮我们祷告。
When we are the weak one, we really want other people to pray for us.
更希望他们的代祷能够达到神面前。
And we hope even more that their prayers will reach God's ears.
能够为我们代求。
And that they can intercede on our behalf.
所以祷告的时候要有所求。
So when we pray, we need to have a form of asking.
然后圣经又告诉我们。
And the Bible keeps telling us.
要进入圣灵里面祷告。
We need to enter into the holy place.
让圣灵充满，让圣灵带领。
We need to be filled with Holy Spirit and be guided by the Holy Spirit.
因为有太多事，太多人我们不知道。
Because there are too many things that we do not know.
而且圣经又告诉我们。
And the Bible also tells us.
如果按照神的旨意求。
If we ask according to God's will,
神必成全。
Then God will grant us what we wish.
所以我们听了领受的道理。
So after we have heard and received the words,
有时候是我们祷告的一个依据。
It's also a proof that we have prayed.
是坚定我们信心的一个依据。
And it's also an evidence for our prayers.
是了解自己不足的一个来源，一个线索。
And we know that this is also a proof that we are lacking, so we need to ask.
我们的信心充足吗？
Are we filled? Is our faith full?
我们的爱心蒙悦纳吗？
Is our love accepted by God?
这个都是我们需要在祷告当中求主帮助。
These are all things that we have to ask God to help us with in our prayers.
我们看希伯来书第四章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
15节16节。
Verses 15 and 16.
希伯来书第四章15节16节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。16节
16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Verse 15. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet it was without sin. 16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need.
主耶稣是神。
Jesus Christ is God.
也因为他曾经道成肉身来到世上。
Because he also came to this earth in flesh.
那一种生活在世界上的一个体验。
And he has experienced what it's like to be on this earth.
说他真的能够体会到人的软弱。
So he actually truly understand what we go through as humans.
说人在软弱的时候。
So when, as humans, when we are weak,
更需要祷告。
We need to pray even more.
可是有时候反而是相反。
But sometimes it's contrary.
因为软弱。
Because we are weak.
所以不想祷告。
So we do not want to pray.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
其实在最软弱的时候更要祷告。
That when we are at our weakest, we must pray.
哈拿在祷告的时候
When Hannah was praying to God,
以利以为他是喝醉酒
Priest Eli thought she was drunk,
以为他是不正经的女子
And that she was a woman of lust.
为什么样子让人家看出来是那个样子
So why was her appearance as if she was drunk?
心灵忧伤
She was full of grief in her heart.
所以我们在那一种最软弱的时候更需要神的一个帮助
So when we're at our weakest in our hearts we need God's help even more
主耶稣体恤人的软弱
Jesus understands and he has compassion for those people in need
所以圣经说只管坦然无惧来到施恩座
So then the Bible tells that we should come in front of the throne without any fear
来到神面前
To come before God.
可以得到连续
So we will have, we will receive mercy from God.
可以蒙恩惠
And so that we will receive grace.
可以得帮助
And we will gain help.
将我们今天所领受的道理
And all the words, teachings from the Bible today.
借着祷告
Through prayer.
在日常生活当中实践
That we can actually act according to the sermons that we have heard.
对我们的信仰是有很大的帮助。
And all these will be very helpful for our faith.
要接受按手祷告的。
Those who want to have their heads been laid on.
请到前面来。
Please come to the front.
请圣职人员帮助按手祷告。
We will ask the deacons and the preachers, holy workers to lay hands on them.
我们也为了这些唱名的弟兄姊妹慕道者祷告
And we ask everyone to pray for those members who are weak and also for the truth seekers
希望能借着这个联恩布道会期间
So through this evangelical service
再一次的体会神的恩典。
That they can again experience God's grace.
一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.